You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Adani Group Chairman Gautam Adani, while addressing the Vibrant Gujarat Summit 2024 on Wednesday, announced that the company will invest over Rs 55,000 crore by 2025 and over Rs 2,00,000 crore over the next 5 years in Gujarat. This, he added, has the potential to create around 1,00,000 direct and indirect jobs in the state. Of the investment promise of Rs 55,000 crore by 2025 during the previous summit, Gautam Adani said, quote, "We have already surpassed Rs 50,000 crores across the various sectors I had promised and have vastly exceeded our target of 25,000 direct and indirect jobs," unquote. Further, Gautam Adani also lauded Prime Minister Narendra Modi for India's economic progress amidst geopolitical conflicts and pandemic challenges. Moving on, the rice market is set to remain tight at the start of the year on India's ongoing export restrictions and an expected boost from festival demand, providing impetus for elevated prices to climb even higher. A Bloomberg report said, the grain is vital to the diets of billions and further price gains would stretch household budgets. Thai white rice, 5% broken, an Asian benchmark, rallied to a fresh 15-year high at the end of last year of $659 a ton. Top shipper India is expected to keep its export restriction in place until at least a general election in April or May, as PM Modi seeks to contain local prices before voters head to the polls. In some more industry news, fintech firm 197 Communications plans to invest Rs 100 crore in Gujarat International Finance Tech City to build a global financial ecosystem, the company said. The company will make the investment over a period of time and will seek requisite approvals from the same. With GIFT City as an ideal innovation hub for cross-border activity, Paytm will use its proven capability to innovate and build new tech for users across the globe looking to invest in India. 197 Communications founder and CEO Vijay Shekhar Sharma in a statement said, quote, "The strategic investment in GIFT City represents a pivotal step towards building an artificial intelligence-driven cross-border remittance and payments technology landscape, presenting global opportunities," unquote. Meanwhile, IT firm Dynacons Systems and Solutions Limited on Wednesday announced that it has bagged a significant order from Bharat Heavy Electricals Limited for high-performance digital workspace solution as a service, including desktops, workstations, LED projectors, and UPS for their nationwide offices and factories all over India. The overall project value, it added, is Rs 137 crores for 5 years as contract period. As per their policy, BHEL is planning to refresh their IT assets with the latest technology workspace solution as a service. This workspace solution will help to streamline the device management, enhance operational efficiency, and ensure the latest technology is seamlessly integrated into their workflow, equipped with cutting-edge hardware, guaranteeing a seamless and productive experience. In other news, Godrej and Boyce, the flagship company of Godrej Group, announced that its business, Godrej Interio, has witnessed a surge in demand for environmentally sustainable products. It stated that the company is expecting up to 42% of the revenues in FY24 to be derived from goods or green products. The company has also set a plan to soar beyond and secure a minimum of 50% of its revenue from this segment by 2032. Godrej Interio aims to achieve its good and green targets by focusing on building a green, efficient, and most importantly, a local supply chain ecosystem. Currently, the business has a 94% local value addition in FY24. On to auto sector. Hyundai has now taken the covers off from the new Creta ahead of its launch on January 16th. This is the first major update to the compact SUV ever since the second-gen model was introduced back in February 2020. Earlier, the Korean carmaker released a set of official sketches which revealed the SUV's updated exterior design. Now, the Korean carmaker has revealed the design of the new Creta in its final production form, aligned with Hyundai's latest iteration of sensuous sportiness design philosophy. The facelifted Creta takes inspiration from more premium international models. The most prominent design update is the new parametric grille embellished with black chrome flanked by new vertically stacked twin LED projector headlamps on either side. Lastly, Indian benchmark indices ended on a positive note for the third consecutive session on January 10th. At close, the Sensex was up 271.50 points, or 0.38%, at 71,657.71, and the Nifty was up 73.90 points, or 0.34%, at 21,618.70. About 1,772 shares advanced, 1,495 shares declined, and 75 shares unchanged. Top gainers on the Nifty included Cipla, Reliance Industries, Adani Enterprises, HCL Technologies and Adani Ports, while losers were ONGC, Divis Labs, BPCL, NTPC and Power Grid Corporation. Notably, shares of Tata Power rose 2.5% to ₹348.75 after Air India Chairperson's speech at Vibrant Gujarat Summit. He said Tata Group will set up semiconductor plant in Dholera this year. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.